Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We've got Dr. Jerome Corsi joining us tomorrow. He says he's got the proof and is going to be breaking it tomorrow that the birth certificate is a group of composites. We're working on getting Steve Pachinik on the show. I talked to him yesterday. He said he was set for 2 o'clock Eastern. That's right now. And we'll work on getting him on the show to talk about a host of issues, like banned terror group seeks U.S. rebirth. I know Pachinik says he listens to the show off and on, so if he's listening right now, Doc, your phone's sounds like it's not disconnected, but it goes right to voicemail. Might have been knocked off the hook. That happens some at my house, or a cordless phone gets left on. That happens sometimes with guests. But he wanted to talk about this article, banned terror group seeks U.S. rebirth. An Iranian exile group, once called an ally with Saddam Hussein, has enlisted former top U.S. officials, including heads of the CIA, FBI, and Joint Chiefs of Staff and politicians from both parties to try to get it removed from the State Department's terror list. And it gets into the Mujahideen. So when we come back from break, and we'll go a little bit into overdrive next hour, Dr. Steve Pachinik will be joining us coming up here in about 5 minutes. In other news, you heard Dr. Paul Craig Roberts earlier. I don't like Dominique Strauss-Kahn. He's the head of the Socialist Party. He's a big Bilderberg Group globalist. But he had been splitting with other counterparts in the IMF, with Nicolas Sarkozy. He was favored to beat Sarkozy. And it is being reported by the Mail and a bunch of other papers. In fact, they admit it here. That the top spin doctor, the Karl Rove type for Nicolas Sarkozy, admits that they knew about the fact that they were about to arrest him before it even happened. Another staffer for Sarkozy put a Twitter out before he was even arrested, or as they were going to get him at the airport, and claimed that they had sources at the hotel. So you see the intelligence operation all over this. There's just so much action happening right now because all of this stuff is starting to come to a head. And you have Esquire, this known mouthpiece for the Democrats, boldly coming out and putting out a hoax article yesterday and not telling people it was a hoax till later in the afternoon, saying they talked to Joseph Farah, owner of WorldNet Daily and publisher of Where's the Birth Certificate, and that he was apologizing, that the book was a lie, and that he was going to recall the book and give everybody's money back when the book is a bestseller. That's economic espionage, to cause bookstores to have a run of people trying to get their money back so that they then pull the book from the store shelves. I mean, that is a super desperate, dirty trick. If the birth certificate's discredited, if that's all put to bed, why do that? In about an hour or so, we have a video going up at Infowars.com and PrisonPanda.com that breaks all this down and shows all the documentation for it. So that is coming up as well. We do have Dr. Steve Pachinik with us, and we're going to come back from break and talk to him about a host of issues. Obama's speech today that Dr. Pachinik talked about last week that was upcoming, basically saying that Israel's got to give up most of the land it's taken since 67, while at the same time telling us that these are great freedom-fighting forces in the Middle East, even though a lot of them are al-Qaeda in Sudan, in Libya, in other areas. And then a magic bin Laden tape comes out from the grave, agreeing with this, saying these are great freedom fighters. I mean, this is baloney. And so it's all coming up with Dr. Steve Pachinik on the other side. We also have the Pakistani military coming out saying if more helicopters fly into their country, they're going to open up on them. We already had a shootout and people being wounded on the Pakistani side Monday with a helicopter. It's all coming up with Steve Pachinik on the other side. Stay with us.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape Harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video, with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Undoubtedly, at least go 30 minutes into overdrive next hour so we can take your calls for Dr. Steve Pachinik. This is now, his fifth visit with us in the last 2 weeks. Dr. Steve Pachinik was Deputy Assistant Secretary under Henry Kissinger of State, Cyrus Vance, James Baker. His expertise includes foreign policy, international crisis management, and psychological warfare. He served the presidential administrations of Gerald Ford, Jimmy Carter, Ronald Reagan, George H.W. Bush in the capacity of the Deputy Secretary in 1974. Pachinik joined the U.S. State Department as a consultant to restructure its Office of Prevention of Terrorism. In 1976, Pachinik was Deputy Assistant Secretary of State for Management. StevePachinik.com. He also co-authored quite a few of the big Tom Clancy books. He was the Jack Ryan character. That's on record, but they modeled that after. And he also, of course, is, you go to IMDb, International Movie Database, all the films and TV shows that he's been behind. And we're going to cover the waterfront today. I said, what do you want to talk about? And he said, well, I want to get into GM with our money financing a celebration of the Communist Party in China. That's worse than New York lighting up the Empire State Building in the Communist Chinese colors. He wants to get into this report. Banned terror group seeks U.S. rebirth. That's in the Wall Street Journal. He also said he wants to talk about Schwarzenegger and the fact that everybody knew he had this son. I was told this by Hollywood people. I was told this by famous bodybuilders that contacted me whenever I had the website ArnoldExposed.com. We still have it. When he was talking about running for president, we put that out in part of my film. The Rise of the Police State covers that. He wants to get into the Dominique Strauss-Kahn thing, all of it, and how this ties into intelligence operations today. Dr. Pechenik, good to have you back with us.
It's always a pleasure to be on your show, and I was so irate as a citizen of the United States to read this in the Washington Times on May 18th, which said picket GM sponsors and celebrates soon-to-be-released Chi-Com. That's Chinese Communist propaganda film. And for your audience, what this really means is that the head of GM, a gentleman by the name of Daniel Ackerson, who was trained at the U.S. Naval Academy and worked his way up as a lieutenant on a destroyer and then became CEO, thanks to our Treasury Department, has decided to spend our money. That's my money, your money, ladies and gentlemen, the United States government, where we own 33% of General Motors, to finance and sponsor a propaganda film. That's a communist, Chinese communist propaganda film explaining how great the Chinese Communist Party is since its birth 90 years. Now, let's differentiate between the Chinese people who have done a wonderful job of making their nation grow, who have resisted this repressive Chinese country, have used their Twitter, things like Sina, S-I-N-A, and we've used our Twitters, and I've used fax machines to help them in Tiananmen Square. And in turn, this traitor, American traitor, Daniel Ackerson, who's hired by us to fund GM, which we sponsored, has gone out of his way to sponsor this film called The Birth of the Chinese Communist Party. Now, for those of you who may not know what the birth of the Chinese Communist Party, it is built on repression, death, suppression, and the killing of millions of Chinese.
No one has killed more, not the Nazis, not the Soviet communists. The Chinese government admits under Mao, they say 86 million. Our State Department says 64 million. The issue here is you can pull up the films they shot themselves of old women, children being lined up, their heads being blown off. And this shows who runs our government. By the way, you have the...
Well, you're right, Alex, because this gentleman, Daniel Ackerson, was a member of which group? The Carlyle Group out of Washington. Once again, that is... been indicted for all kinds of malfeasant experiences and unusual activities financially. But more importantly, he was appointed by a Treasury Department. So this is what I'm asking the Chinese citizens to do. Go on Sina, S-I-N-A, and Twitter against this issue. And I want the Americans to Twitter to cease and desist this funding of the Chinese propaganda film. Now, the communists, remember, Chinese Communist Party killed our American troops in North Korea. They initiated the war in Korea. They assisted in the Vietnam War. They assisted, they slaughtered millions, what you said, 60 to 80 million in the Cultural Revolution. They then went on to Cambodia to assist the order genocide of the killing of the Cambodians themselves without any apologies. And then they go forth in Tiananmen Square to suppress their own people. And now they have the Jasmine revolutions. That means the young people who want to protest, the truck drivers, the cab drivers. And I say to our Chinese friends and our Chinese colleagues, the citizens of China who are consuming our products, go on Sina, S-I-N-A, and Twitter your disappointments. Go into the streets and refuse to accept this. And then I say to our American colleagues, go Twitter and tell your congressmen and senators to stop this egregious anti-American behavior and to stop funding Chinese propaganda.
Well, it shows just how insane.
I'm sorry.
No, it just shows how insane this White House is, running GM and then using our tax money to finance something worshiping Mao Zedong. We have all these restaurants opening called Mao's. The college kids are wearing Mao shirts. These could not be bigger, useful idiots. Mao Zedong, the Chinese government even admits, did not bathe, had sex with about six women a day, was a degenerate piece of arrogant filth, and this murdering blob of pus is being worshipped with our tax money, it just shows how completely reprobate the federal government has become. They are a pack of criminals worshipping another criminal.
That's correct. I think this is really criminal activity, considering that this man, Ackerson, and particularly Cadillac division of GM and GM, is assisting and abetting a entity, the Chinese Communist Party, not the Chinese people, the Chinese Communist Party, that initiated a war and killed and assisted in killing thousands of our troops in war throughout, and then through Vietnam War, and then through the war in Indonesia and in Cambodia. And this has not stopped, and they're killing their own people. So it is reprehensible. But once again, we're going back to the fact that we have civilian leaders who are in cahoots with your big politicians. Politicians didn't stop this. This had to come out of the Washington Times. Not one Republican stood up. Not one Democrat stood up. Not Mike Levin, a senator from Michigan, to say cease and desist. There is absolutely no political consciousness in our country or sense of patriotism where there's a sense of what's appropriate and not appropriate. This is totally, completely inappropriate. And borders on treason.
Well, they're doing it on purpose. They're doing it on purpose to set the precedent, just like TSA groping one-year-old, you know, children and grabbing their genitals in front of their parents. They can get away with that. The sky's the limit. Now, I want to just go through these host of issues that you've raised. Now we've had another week in the aftermath. We've had a U.S. helicopter go into Pakistan, a shootout. General Hamid Ghul said there's no doubt now that there's a move towards starting some new war with them. Ron Paul has come out today and said the scuttlebutt is there is moves to in Congress and discussions about some type of occupation of Pakistan. It's now come out in the big Pakistani papers that reported CIA agent was trying to get uranium and other weapons to al-Qaeda groups they control to frame Pakistan. And General Ghul said, look, we don't want to be driven into the arms of the Russians or the Chinese, but that's what this is doing. And during the break, when I first got you on, you said there's no doubt now that that's what this raid is about internationally. Dr. Pechenik, I mean, you worked over there. You know, you met bin Laden. You worked in overthrowing the Russians, driving them out. What's your view on what's happening now that we have more hindsight?
Let me say what I said a week ago and all. I go back to, and I go to the singular individual. I go to the respect of the Secretary of Defense, Gates, who said it very clearly today. We have embarrassed the Pakistani military. It's enough. And we should go on. The issue that happened with Pakistan and the actual raid, we're not talking about Osama bin Laden. I told you he's been dead for 10 years. But the raid was a psyops operation to basically embarrass the ISI into basically getting out of the business of controlling the government of Pakistan, whose president is Gilani. Gilani and the civil government in Pakistan cannot handle the Inner Service Intelligence Agency. Yesterday and the day before, the head of ISI resigned and saying, I can no longer function. What I think this raid is about, I was not told, was, and I think Gates has said it very clearly, that we have embarrassed the Pakistani ISI, that basically they want a civilian government in Pakistan. China has moved in effect, to help the Pakistani, but I do not believe, again, I will reiterate, I do not believe we will occupy Pakistan. We do not have the capability. We don't have the desire. And once again, Gates reported, and correctly so, and we've known this for a long time in the national security arena, we cannot fight 2.5 wars anymore. Our force structure in America was geared for 2.5 wars. That's this. One war in the Atlantic, one war on the Pacific, and then a half a war somewhere wherever we need it. We cannot do that anymore because of budget constraints. And we go back to the key issue, Alex, as you said repeatedly, our biggest national security problem is not Osama bin Laden, who's been dead, or al-Qaeda, which is a Haqqani group. It's really not our debt and our ceiling and the fact that we are financially in serious trouble. There isn't one general, one intelligence officer that will disagree with what I'm about to say, that our debt and our financial crisis is really the national security problem. The issue in Pakistan was that the ISI Pakistani did not want to control the Haqqani group, that's H-A-Q-Q-A-N-I, who basically have created al-Qaeda representatives in Afghanistan and have been using their surrogates and members of the Haqqani group to really incite a confrontation, not only with American troops in Afghanistan, which the Americans said cease and desist, but with India. It's the issue.
All right, stay there. Stay there, Dr. Pachinik. I want to come back with a host of other issues straight ahead.
Spring and a new growing season are here. Plant a healthy garden easy and fast with OrganicaSeed.com. Easy because OrganicaSeed.com offers one of the largest online selections of organic, heirloom, non-hybrid, and untreated seeds, as well as tobacco and cotton seeds at low prices. Go to OrganicaSeed.com, spelled O-R-G-A-N-I-C-A-Seed.com. OrganicaSeed.com. Remember, OrganicaSeed is healthy seed.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. The earthquake, tsunami, and nuclear disaster that killed thousands of Japanese citizens is nothing compared to the devastation that could be caused by hyperinflation that will soon hit the United States and could lead to millions of Americans becoming homeless, all caused by the devalued U.S. dollar. While the mainstream media continues to ignore inflation, our friends at the National Inflation Association provide a free weekly newsletter that educates Americans to the facts and truth about the U.S. economy and inflation. I urge you to sign up at the NIA's free newsletter at www.inflation.us to learn how you can not only survive, but prosper during the upcoming hyperinflation crisis. Silver has more than doubled since the NIA declared silver the best investment for the next decade on inflation.us. The NIA's team of expert economists are happy to answer any economic questions you have about inflation, debt, currencies, real estate, precious metals, and commodities. Visit inflation.us to learn the economic truth that the mainstream media ignores.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Dr. Steve Pachinik is our guest. We're covering the waterfront today. I wanted to, in this short segment, Doctor, and we'll get into a bunch of other issues, look at Obama's speech that he just finished up about an hour ago. For those that just joined us, the president came out and, well, here's the headline. Palestinian state must be based on 1967 borders. That's just more talk. And they put it in the process, status quo. But he went on to say these revolutions are great. These revolutions are wonderful. And named Libya, where we know it's Western backed, and the core group in there is Al Qaeda, and we have former Al Qaeda leaders on record who were fighting U.S. troops in Iraq. Regardless of what you think of these wars, this is a schizophrenic policy that they're engaged in. You know, we're fighting Al Qaeda in Pakistan, but this is good Al Qaeda over here. But meanwhile, right on time, Osama bin Laden speaks from the grave. Another audio tape from the cache they found, over a million documents where they can just make up and project whatever they want, Dr. Pachinik. And he agrees that these uprisings are great. What is the whole point of this obviously latest new fake tape being put out?
Well, the new fake tape is, once again, the issue, as I said, Osama bin Laden has been dead for 10 years. So basically what I think their point is, as the raid was, or whatever the raid was constituted, was to basically say to those al-Qaeda members around the world, of those who still fear the United States or might fear the United States, that there is information in here that we can pursue you, we know where you are, and at the same time it's intended to embarrass the Pakistani ISI, Inner Service Intelligence Agency, to say, you know, this is where the man lived. He lived right near your military institute, and how come you didn't do anything about it? It's a way of our pulling out of Pakistan, not to create a war. We don't need a war now. We can't fight a war. And literally to try to transfer the power into the civilian area. But what you said about Obama is that he is not in control of the foreign policy, nor would you expect him to be in control. Many of his members of the national security are civilians who had very little experience. Donlan, as I said before, is a lobbyist for Fannie Mae. That's your national security advisor. And the one he relies on is a guy named Dennis Ross, who worked for me 20, 30 years ago. Totally ineffectual individual who worked for both Republicans and Democrats, has no history of any accomplishments other than self-aggrandizement and the ability to egregiously get himself into situations where more talented people than himself, like Danny Kurtzer and others who worked for Bush, and other Aaron Miller and others, people I know, are far more talented than he is. So you have very incompetent, exceedingly incompetent individuals, including Hillary Clinton, who really has no idea what the national security issues are, nor the strategy. The fact that the young kids are protesting is not an issue that was initiated by the United States. Tunisia was spontaneous. Egypt was assisted by the U.S. government, but we had military-to-military contact. So I do congratulate our military on that, particularly our army, where they did maintain control over the Egyptian riots and were able to maintain a stabilized situation. But in fact, what remains in Egypt and in Libya and elsewhere is really military force structures. In other words, whatever is related to our military. The real issue for us in right now is Syria is toppling over. Syria has never been a real ally of us. Bashar Assad is a physician. He's an ophthalmologist. I was interrogated by Syrian officials a couple of years ago for 5-6 hours.
No, I saw in major news reports that even previous to that, don't you know, was it the senior or the junior Assad?
The senior. I knew the senior Assad, whom I had worked against repeatedly over 20, 30 years. He was a vicious, exceedingly dangerous man who had created a lot of terrorist episodes, and every time we came close to a peace treaty in the Middle East, he could create incidences where people were just killed, and he initiated wars against Israel and basically was a really evil man. He killed 10 to 20,000 so-called Muslims in Hama, and he had no qualms about it. Now, his son is very ineffectual. The people who are protesting, I encourage them. They're in Aleppo, Hama, Homs, Latakia. These are wonderful people. 30% of Syria country, what most people don't realize, are Christians. The rest are Sunni, Shiite, Druze. The northern part of Syria is Kurds. The Kurds are now separating from Iraq, which I agree with. The Kurds are separating from Syria, which I agree with. And so Bashar Assad has to go. He must go. And I do agree with the administration putting on an embargo on it, but we should pull our ambassador out. And our military will not be engaged in this. This is an issue that Bashar Assad has to deal internally.
All right, stay there, Doc. We got to go to break. We're going to come back and continue looking at geopolitical issues. Then you want to talk about Schwarzenegger.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. BN Radio Network.
9 years, thousands of clients worldwide, amazing results. And here's more proof of the effectiveness of how Heart and Body Extract supports good circulation and healthy arterial flow.
My name is Crystal. I'm a 45-year-old and live in Houston, Texas. I was diagnosed with having mitral valve prolapse 10 years ago. My cardiologist said surgery and drugs was the only thing he could offer me.
What did Crystal do?
I ordered Heart and Body Extract in August 2006. When I first took my first 15 drops, I embraced the formula and could even feel the goodness of the formula starting to work.
Clean, clear arteries are happy arteries after using Heart and Body Extract. Learn more at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. HB Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. 5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
America, you've been warned. For weeks, we've been warning you about a single event we believe will happen in the next 12 months that will shake the very foundations of our nation. We've told you about the video that details this shocking prediction. So far, over 6 million people have watched this free video online. Have you? Again, this big event has nothing to do with war or the stock market, yet it could change everything about your normal way of life. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. Could this really happen? Well, the man who created this video has been right about many predictions in his career. He was among the first to predict the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. If you haven't taken time to watch this free video, do it right now. You may never think about America the same way again. You can find the free video at endofamerica3.com. Again, that's www.endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
Do you want to learn more about preparing for the hard times ahead? Have you ever thought about actually getting off the grid and becoming truly self-reliant? Introducing Off the Grid News, a weekly newsletter for independent Americans who want practical advice on how to survive and even prosper in an increasingly dangerous world. It's the best way to get a black belt in emergency preparedness, survival skills, and off-the-grid living. Packed with hard-hitting information on gardening, food preparation, alternative energy, and home security, there's simply nothing like it. And the best part? This $100 annual subscription is now free of charge. Simply sign up today and you'll also get our hard-hitting report, Food Shock, Why 2011 Could Be the Single Most Important Year in American History to Plant a Family Garden. It's absolutely free for listeners who sign up at offthegridnews.net. That's offthegridnews.net. Get your free Food Shock right now at offthegridnews.net.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. Central Standard Time, we are here live. Thank you for joining us. Dr. Pachinik will be with us at least 30 minutes into the next hour. We have a whole cornucopia of issues I want to get into. Don't forget, listeners, that we've got Jesse Ventura's new New York Times best-selling, number 4, 63 Documents the Government Doesn't Want You to Read, along with the excellent new book, Big Brother, the Orwellian Nightmare Come True by Mark Dice. Both of these discounted. When you get them, you can get one of my documentary films on DVD of your choice absolutely free at InfoWars.com. Also, we have a new film that we're carrying called The American Dream. It's a super high-quality animated documentary about the history of the private banking cartel, the Rothschilds, the Rockefellers, the whole system. Excellent documentary, The American Dream, Fighting the Lying Liars, One Stupid Lie at a Time. Excellent new film that we're carrying, available at Infowars.com. Continuing here with our sponsors, eFoodsDirect.com. They have a current special, buy three, get any fourth item food pack free. Get prepared. Tornadoes, floods, hurricanes, earthquakes, tsunamis, man-made disasters, economic collapse, war, even unemployment are all possible and could happen at any time. And I believe in storable food, firearms, you name it. Disasters come in many shapes and sizes, but the one constant is they happen suddenly without warning. This is super high quality, all produced in America food. And for a limited time, you can buy three of any of their packs and get a fourth free. For Alex Jones listeners, you want to go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. That's eFoodsDirect.com/Alex, or give them a call at 800-409-5633, 800-409-5633. Okay, going back to Dr. Steve Pachinik and moving quickly with him. Doc, let me just get this out of the way right now, because we really know your information on Bin Laden is accurate. Your whole history and all the black ops and overthrow of tyrants and assassinations. I mean, the more I learn about you, you are not telling people actually all of your considerable exploits. It's actually the opposite. So you're more than meets the eye. You're more than what you even say you are. So we know why you're the model for the Tom Clancy character, Jack Ryan. But I've had people I also respect on, like Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, people like Joel Skousen, and they're intrigued by what you say, and they have no doubt about your overall info. Some of their questions mirror what listeners have said, especially Skousen's, and that is, how can you say the government is evil and stage 9/11 and the evidence is legion? Or how can you sit there and then talk about them staging this new raid and say that that's when it's gone bad, when, who you work for, Henry Kissinger, George Herbert Walker Bush? I mean, these are people, you mentioned China earlier. They were involved opening up China. And folks can argue, well, that's opening them up so then they can be changed into a free market system. I mean, I understand all the arguments. I don't want to put words in your mouth. But basically it's the statement of you come from that power structure and from this secret system. And are you saying that things just went bad in 2001, or why are you going public, or what is the point of this? I mean, I think I'm encapsulating their question.
Yeah, I understand. People are wondering who I am, what I am. Who I am is not as important, although you said it. I'm not interested in self-aggrandizement. If they want to read my books, they're more than happy to. I'm really not interested in going to TV or anything else. The reason I went on your show, and I kept saying it, is I lived in a world which was a gray zone, and because of my loyalty to my country, remember, to the country, and one of the statements that I make a point of is, my country, right or wrong, I will still defend my country and my constitution. I do not care who is in the office of the presidency. I care about the office of the presidency and the constitution, and those men and women who fight for it. So if I worked for Henry Kissinger, I was more than happy the next day to protest the war in Vietnam on the streets. If I worked for Senior Bush, I was more than happy to protest what he said. Only in America, and this is what your public has to understand, only in America can one work for a system and at the same time criticize the system. I can't tell you how important that is. This is not all or nothing. Every country throughout history has had to hide behind a bodyguard of lies. That's the nature of national security. But when those bodyguard of lies are inflicted upon the public, that is a 9/11 or an LBJ pulling the Gulf of Tonkin, or stand down under the Kennedy, you know, the Kennedys going into a war all over the world. Then it's the point where guys like me who are American citizens, it doesn't matter what my background is, that's an issue for people to say, well, is he credible or not? Is he a member of the CFR? Yeah, I'm a member of the CFR. I'm also a member of the Association of Former Intelligence Officers and National Military. And what I'm trying to say is, in our government, there are so many people who are both in the intelligence community and the military community who feel like I do. They are American citizens. You have men and women who are fighting all over the world for reasons they may not understand and they don't agree with, but still they serve our country. The people who do not serve our country are the people who are in the process business, which you've been talking about, and that's the bankers, the lawyers, the people who feel that process is more important than product, and defending our country is more important, that not defending our country and not going into our country to serve it is more important than their self-aggrandizement.
Basically, what you're saying is... You've been an insider.
Let me say something. I come out as an American citizen who says, I follow the Constitution and I defend the Constitution with my life. I serve my country, right or wrong, I still serve it. But I am not afraid to die. I've been sent into missions abroad many, many times where I've offered and volunteered. But at the same time, I have never been afraid to tell the Jimmy Carter, get the hell out of my crisis center. I have told other presidents to get out of the way because I've got 500 hostages, and they've done it. And I'm not afraid to put myself on the line if I have to save lives. And if that means I've got to save what I think is the American democracy republic, I'm not that grandiose. I'm not a Newt Gingrich or any one of these sociopaths. I'm willing to say it's enough. But at the same time, I do not throw out the baby with the bathwater. We have intelligence operatives and we have intelligence generals who are incredible. They have four or five master's degrees. They have PhDs. These are men who've been in combat, who've served our country and are watching the civilians spoiling our country. And those are the men and women I address. I address our citizens who have two jobs and three jobs, or Alex Jones, who comes out on his own and repeatedly is willing to be attacked and be called a conspirator or paranoid. I mean, all the adjectives that I receive, I don't care about that. What I care about is to say, yeah, I'm a member of all these things. I don't necessarily attend them. I'm also a member of the Red Carpet Lounge at United, but it doesn't mean I always go there. But what I will not tolerate is when the American government, the government per se, will attack its own people, will denigrate our capabilities in terms of our ability to be productive and to be able to make a living because we're entrepreneurs and because we don't want to be controlled by the government.
Well, let me add a point here. I mean, regardless, you were right about the bin Laden already being dead. After you came on my show,
I've been right about many things. It's not the issue whether I'm right and wrong. The real issue, Alex, is what is the American public going to do? I've been right about 9/11. I was right. It was a stand down and a false flag. I teach at the War College every year teaching that. I was right about anybody you want to say. It's not about being right. When a physician tells you you've got cancer, believe me, I don't want to be right. The question is, what do you want to do? And the answer is, if you do nothing and we go over the same thing, and I repeat, listen, we've got cancer in this country. It is a disaster. We have to clean it out. This president is not qualified to be in charge, but we don't need to have revolution actively. You've got to have a system that's changed because you're going to have that president again. I don't care what you say and do. And the next one, in turn, will be a Republican because the system is fixed as long as you have electoral college. Being right is not what I'm interested in. It's what is the American public going to do and stand up for their rights. If they decide they don't want to stand up for their rights, they decide they don't want to put anybody in prison for 9/11, that's their decision, not mine.
Well, I admire your courage coming out 9-plus years ago saying 9/11 was an inside job and going over evidence. And, you know, now saying you're willing to talk to a grand jury, and how do we ever expect people from the power structure to do the right thing and have the courage you have if when they come out we say, well, they're from the system, and that's not what Roberts was saying, just to some callers and, you know, to a certain extent, Scalson, and I understand his question. Roberts was just saying, well, why doesn't he go ahead basically and tell us who this general is, because, you know, then he'll be a lot safer and they won't come killing. But then you've added that you've got mutually assured destruction. You've got stuff on them waiting to be released if something happens to you.
I'm not worried about it. Let's forget who Pechenik is. As you said, I'm not interested in who I am or what I am. This is not an issue of that. This is an issue. Does the American public understand that this is going on? If I can tell you Osama bin Laden has been dead for 10 years and no one in the national security area refuted that statement. Nobody. If I can tell you it's a stand down, 9/11, not one person said in the national security area that that was wrong. The issue isn't about Steve Pechenik and whether I'm afraid of my life. The issue is, what do you expect from your politicians who are egregiously spending our money, wasting our money, who really are sitting there basically in a collusive relationship? The word is collusion, my dear friend. That is, they help each other. Nothing has changed in our democracy. We do not have a democracy. We have a republic. And the issue, does the American public want to stand for a democracy and have a third party and demand that their money not go to the GMs who are sponsoring Chinese propaganda, not going to presidents who have to fly all around the country, the world, do nothing, not to sponsor presidents who are spending $1 billion, but to really address the issues of the working class, teachers who make very low salaries, doctors who have no jobs and reimbursement, so on and so forth. It is not my burden now, my friend. I come on the show and I'm willing to sacrifice my life. That's not the issue. The issue isn't even Alex Jones. The issue is the American public. At which point are they disgusted?
No, I agree with you.
They create a nonsensical Tea Party where Sarah Palin stands up, or some other bozo in a song and dance routine where they co-opt all kinds of issues that are not relevant to the American public, and we have two parties that intermingle. There's nothing there. So the America has to decide, are we going into a peaceful second revolution where we're addressing less federal government, we're addressing local issues of transportation, jobs. We have no jobs. Where does the American public want to talk about the unemployment, which may be up to 18 million people, when the American press could care less about it? They want to sell papers. The TV want to sell papers. What we have to worry about is, where is the jobs, my friend? Where is our productivity? Stop whining about the bankers. The bankers have to go to jail. Not one banker went to jail. So instead of the American public continuously being in a rut of saying, you know, why this and why that, let's go back to the original American spirit where we went in with an entrepreneurial desire. We created new jobs. We created new industries. We went forth irrespective of what our government said.
No, I hear you.
I'm sorry.
No. I mean, I understand where you're coming from. And the fact is, it overall does become a distraction from the bin Laden fable and from the 9/11 false flag.
That's what they want you to do. They want you to be distracted from the key issues. I mean, the issue of, you know, we have really important issues. Our economy, as you said, is going downhill. We're turning around just slightly now. China has been in an economic war with the United States. Does people understand what that means? That means that China has basically been in Latin America, Africa, the Middle East, undercutting everything we've done, every other country has done, and what are we going to
And we have traitors inside the government that have been bought off by these foreign lobbyists, the Chinese in particular, selling us out. And I want to speak to that later, but now I want to shift gears into some of the other topics you brought up.
Dominique
Strauss-Kahn, how does that integrate in with these private intelligence networks and Schwarzenegger? You talked about the fact that for decades, and now it's coming out that he has multiple love children. I know Hollywood folks that told me this years ago and said he's got one with his maid. Boom. Years later, they were right.
Schwarzenegger in and of himself is not as important as the PSYOPs narrative of the politician who's married to the so-called victim, Maria Shriver. That collusive element, let's use the word again, collusion, that means people working together, is true for the Clintons, it was true for the Kennedys. It's a storyline that goes throughout our entire politics, whether Republican or Democrat, where the issue of family values comes in and a new narrative is created so the American public, whether Republican on the right or the left, buys into this garbage, this absolute nonsense. Schwarzenegger, you know, I don't know the gentleman. I worked in Hollywood. I had heard that he's abusive. they physically abusive or emotionally abusive, that's for reporters to decide. Whether he was on the list of one of the biggest clients for Heidi Fleiss, who ran a prostitution house, and you see many of her prostitutes in a famous film that Columbia releases.
The point is they use this for blackmail. Everybody knew. Why are they bringing it now? Continue.
I have no idea. They brought it now because I think there was a tipping point. I have no idea. He could never get reelected. He's going back into the movie business. He's a very shrewd businessman. You have to admire his business. But this Maria Shriver notion that a wife of a politician did not know that her husband has been fornicating for the past 20 to 30 years is absolute nonsense. And she is coming out of the Kennedy family where you have a genetic history of this fornication. So this is not a victim. This is not a poor woman. You're talking about a sadomasochistic relationship that serves her narrative. She wanted to be on the TV show. She wants her own presence, as the way Hillary Clinton did in an abusive relationship with Mr. Clinton, who, by the way, why do you think Hillary never became president in running with Obama? The real issue wasn't Hillary was either better or worse than Obama. Nobody knew who Obama was. The key question at the time of her running was this question that was posed to me by a Democrat. And the question was, can Hillary win the election if everybody knows that Bill Clinton was still screwing around in California? And my answer was categorically no. So you have it on both sides. You have a woman who's compromised by a man, Schwarzenegger, and you have a woman who's talented in her own ways, Hillary Clinton, and compromised by Bill Clinton, whose narcissism and ego is very equivalent to Schwarzenegger. So what you have is a dynamic of narcissism, entitlement, and the ability to be abusive in both relationships.
Doc, stay there.
American public, let me get this straight. The key is that we're paying for this unnecessarily. We're paying a lot of money to cover up for their staffs, for the nonsense, for the spinning. And the American public is sick and tired of this. And all we want to do is get our money back, get some candidate who has nothing to do with the issue of sex.
Stay there, Doc. We got a break. But there's also the psyop that the media would keep it secret all these years.
Alex Jones here with key information. The U.S. government is a Ponzi scheme that relies on the Treasury continuously selling large amounts of government bonds to foreign central banks. With Japan about to become a seller of U.S. bonds in order to rebuild its own nation, and the U.S. antagonizing China by calling them currency manipulators, the Federal Reserve, which is already buying about 70% of U.S. treasuries, will soon be the only buyer left of U.S. treasuries. Our friends at the National Inflation Association believe that the U.S. dollar will soon become worthless, and Americans will see the purchasing power of their incomes and savings destroyed. I strongly urge my fellow Americans to sign up for the free NIA newsletter at www.inflation.us. If you are sick and tired of the economic propaganda and the mainstream media, sign up for free at inflation.us to learn the economic truth that the mainstream media ignores.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow. Guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
Go solar for cheap. Want to use solar power but the price is too high? Now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200 at 123cheapsolar.com. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch the step-by-step videos that even non-handyman types can use. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to 123cheapsolar.com or call 800-713-0486. 800-713-0486. Reduce your foreign oil dependency when you go green with 123cheapsolar.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The issue is, if I was contacted by multiple famous bodybuilders, whenever I put out a film, part of a film exposing Schwarzenegger, talking about, hey, he's got a son with the maid, he's got another kid with this lady, here's her name, she's a blonde, now you see it in the news, I was told it by Hollywood people, none of this is even a secret. The women visiting Schwarzenegger every day, but the system allows that, so then Schwarzenegger is compromised. And now we have Dominique Strauss-Kahn, who I'm not a fan of, being a big globalist, really the elite leader of the Socialist Party in France. But come on, first it's rape, now it's attempted rape. The cops are basically saying he's guilty up front, which is always a bad sign. Now we learn that the chief spin doctor for Sarkozy, who Strauss-Kahn in the polls was set to beat for president next year, tweets out, kind of jumps the gun that, oh, he's been arrested for raping this woman. And then they had another campaign official do it. And then they said, well, we had an operative at the hotel. Oh, so now they admit they're following him. I don't know. The whole thing's very suspicious, but finishing up with the media playing along with this, covering up for Schwarzenegger. And, what's going on with Strauss-Kahn? What's your take on all this, Dr. Pachanik?
Well, I'm not a great fan of Strauss-Kahn. Number one, I grew up in France, and I came to America because this is a country of opportunity. France is not a country of opportunity, and quite frankly, France is not relevant to American national security interests. It's just not relevant. I think whether it's a setup or not, I think it's pathetic. Strauss was always a pathetic figure. He's always been compromised before. But, you know, in the world of intelligence, if you have an addiction, and particularly it's a honey trap that his women are easy to bait you in, then, you know, he deserves what he gets. But it's not really relevant to what we are talking about here in the United States. The difference with France is they're used to this. They got upset by the way we handled him in the police station, that we should have hidden him, which is nonsense. France is really not relevant. It's a country that saw its past 300 years ago, and we should just leave it alone and visit it just because it's basically a museum. It has no real viability for the United States. Let's get back to the United States, which is really the most important country that we're talking about. And why this Schwarzenegger issue is important, not because of Schwarzenegger himself, although the story was there. We do have to give credit to some of the reporters, a woman reporter in the L.A. Times, who tried to bring out this issue that he was groped and repeatedly was harassing women. But unfortunately, the major media comes in and people, like it's a circus, really want to hear the best that they want to hear about a man who talks about family values, has the money, and the ability to intimidate. That's the key issue. When it comes to power and you have people like the Clintons or the Schwarzeneggers or the Kennedys or anybody else, it's about power and intimidation. So the women can't come out, the media gets intimidated, and in turn they try to basically build an alliance or collusion with them. Very few reporters really try to break out, and when they do, they're co-opted. You can't say all the reporters were co-opted, but most of the people co-opted. And really we go back to the American public. If you want bread and circus, you've got it. And basically, Schwarzenegger is a theater brilliant genius at being able to create a psyops. And he created the ultimate psyops, that he had a family, and he was a good family man, and so forth and so on. And so, once again, that psyops that's done domestically is costing us. Why is this important? It's not important.
It shows the culture of lies and people being fed lies.
That's correct. But at the same time, let's talk about, let's follow the money, Alex. This is costing the American public a lot of money, millions and hundreds of millions of dollars to support its staff. And particular California, there's a $26 billion deficit. Jerry Brown has to go back in there, whether you like him or not.
Stay there. Back in 1 minute, Doc. Back in 1 minute. Going into Overdrive Live. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.